Listen to this. Part 1. An environmentalist is discussing ways of protecting the environment. Listen and write down the four main problems she mentions.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. I'm sure we have all heard the expression, think green. Tonight, we are going to talk about ways that we can act green in our everyday lives. The best place to start, of course, is in the home. Every day, people all over the world are hurting the environment without even knowing it. For example, busy families buy paper napkins and towels at the supermarket. This helps them save time on housework. But after these things have been used, what happens to them? They go in the trash. In many places, especially in North America, big cities are running out of places to throw their trash. What can we do about this? How can we cut down on garbage? Well, we can start using cloth napkins and cloth towels instead of paper towels. When we go grocery shopping, we can choose products that are not overpackaged. For example, last week, I bought a package of cookies. The cookies were in a bag. There was a plastic tray inside the bag, and then each cookie was in its own little package on the tray in the bag. That's overpackaging. We should also take our own bags to the grocery store to carry things home in. Cleaning products are another danger. Dangerous cleaning products enter our water supply every day. Of course, everyone wants a clean house. So what's the answer? For one thing, we could make our own cleaning products from natural ingredients like baking soda, lemon, and vinegar. Now, how about in the community? At work and school, we use one very valuable item every day. Paper. Of course, we need paper to do our work, but how much do we waste? Get your school or office to recycle paper. Learn to make notepads from the unused sides of old pieces of paper. Finally, plant a tree. Better yet, plant two trees.